Late night hosts were watching the Democratic National Convention. Stephen Colbert said, I have to say, watching the first night of the convention was very inspiring. It gave me hope because it brought me back to where I was 4 years ago in a room with other people. Colbert again, folks, for years we've looked on in horror as Donald Trump tore down every norm in American life, from the Constitution to English syntax to the definition of food pyramid. Colbert, they had a montage of the other Democratic presidential nominees voicing their strong support of Joe Biden. I assume Marianne Williamson wasn't included because she was busy teaching a forest gnome how to use a crystal to talk to a wish. Trevor Noah, that's right. For the first time ever, these conventions are going virtual, which means no crowds, no dancing, no balloon drops, and definitely no Bill Clinton kissing booth. Fallon said, yeah, it was the first night of the DNC because nothing quite fires up Americans like long speeches over Zoom. Amen, brother. Trevor Noah said the lineup was meant to showcase the broad appeal of Joe Biden across the political spectrum. Joe Biden is basically the Cheerios of presidential candidates. He's not the most exciting option, but deep down, you know he's good for you. Stephen Colbert said John Kasich was there to underline the theme of this convention, which is uniting America, slightly more inspiring than the Republican convention theme, which is gas protesters and throw mailboxes into the sea. Fallon said, for the first night of the DNC, there was wall-to-wall coverage on CNN and MSNBC. Meanwhile, on Fox News, there was a three-hour special called Kamala Harris, Where Do You Think She Was Born? Seth Meyers chimed in saying former First Lady Michelle Obama spoke. You put her on the first night? That's like starting Coachella with Beyonce. You want people to stick around for the rest, right? Jimmy Fallon, if you missed Michelle Obama's speech, don't worry. Melania will deliver the same speech at next week's Republican convention. Ouch, that's great. Stephen Colbert, wow, 4 years of Trump has really lowered the bar for president. He did a Michelle Obama impression saying, I support Joe Biden. He believes the earth orbits the sun and he won't stab you. And Stephen Colbert, now somebody must have gone pretty low somewhere because just seeing her makes me feel high. From Cinema Blend, Paramount Pictures, for some reason, is remaking the 1987 film Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. This version will star Kevin Hart and Will Smith. It's the first time they will pair up, apparently. If you missed the original film, it starred Steve Martin and John Candy as a pair of mismatched travelers who cross paths as they attempt to get home to loved ones for Thanksgiving. But in the process, plenty of obstacles hamper their efforts and comedic shenanigans ensue. This version with Kevin Hart and Will Smith and comedic shenanigans will ensue. There's no date or anything. Plus, you know, I don't know if you've heard about this pandemic. Check your local newspaper for details on that. So I don't know when they're actually going to film this thing. There's been an update about that Fast Times at Richmond High table read. Apparently, Dane Cook is the driving force behind this. It is a fundraiser for something called CORE, C-O-R-E. You can check out their Facebook page. Some more people have joined on board. Brad Pitt and Jimmy Kimmel, now part of the table read. They'll join Jennifer Aniston. So we've got Brad and Jennifer back together doing Fast Times at Richmond High. Julia Roberts, Matthew McConaughey, Morgan Freeman, Henry Golding, Shia LaBeouf, and Sean Penn, but not as Jeff Spicoli, and Dane Cook. Very strange. I mean, look at this. Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, Julia Roberts, Matthew McConaughey, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman's like the fifth biggest star in this thing. Dane Cook, Sean Penn, Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's like the seventh biggest star in this thing. It is tomorrow night at 9 East, 6 West on CORE's official Facebook page and TikTok. From the AV Club, Netflix has announced Michelle Buteau will get a new stand-up special. It is called Welcome to Butopia. Netflix says Buteau plans to tackle parenthood, cultural difference, and the overlooked value of short men during the hour-long jaunt. Interesting word of jaunt there. That'll be out on September 29th. If you have HBO Max and you go to watch Blazing Saddles, it's got a new introduction that automatically plays before the Mel Brooks classic. This is from The Hollywood Reporter. An HBO Max spokesperson says the intro was added to ensure that the film was put into the proper social context. TCM host and University of Chicago Cinema and Media Studies professor Jacqueline Stewart, how's that for a credential, provides the intro. It's a little more than 3 minutes long. Stewart's intro puts the bigotry and racist language in context, the host saying, quote, as the storyline implies, the issue of race is front and center in Blazing Saddles, and racist language and attitudes pervade the film, but those attitudes are espoused by characters who are portrayed here as explicitly small-minded, ignorant bigots. The real and much more enlightened perspective is provided by the main characters, provided by Cleavon Little and Gene Wilder. Hey, Lily Singh is getting a primetime show. Are you pumped? You excited? It's Sketchy Times with Lily Singh. It will feature Singh playing every character in a sketch show. Singh said, 10 years ago, I started playing every character in my sketches because my friends were all, stop annoying us to be part of your skits. With Sketchy Times, I'm going to play every character because me, myself, and I have been training for this moment. Sketchy Times with Lily Singh will have two whole episodes shot at Singh's home using minimal crew and in observation of all safety protocols. Welcome to the future of television, man. This is where this is heading. All the production houses, everybody's used everything. We're starting to dip into, hey, Canadians, you got any series we can bring over here? You're going to start seeing British things on TV. But, you know, everybody pulled everything up into the summer, hoping the pandemic would end, and there's nothing in the production pipeline now. So, yeah, Lily Singh in her house by herself doing a sketch on network television. That's going to be a thing. From Variety, Cat Williams did a commercial, and in the commercial, he did some stand-up to a non-existent crowd, and he said, I have no right to tell people to vote, but I will tell you, even if your choices were as dumb as Hickory, Dickory, and Doc, and even if those were your only choices, I would ask you to make a choice. I'm totally with Team Dickory. And if you can't make a choice, go and put my name on there. It ain't gonna count for nothing. It ain't gonna count for nothing. It's going to count for something. Is the double negative there? Okay, but I appreciate you vote. Kat said, I kept most of the jokes in quarantine in case you were looking for some laughs. If you got some information out of it, I appreciate that. I've already done more than an elected official. Paid for by Dickory 2020 from Free Keen, which is a website. And Keen, K-E-E-N-E, I did some research, apparently is some sort of location in New Hampshire. Listen to this headline. Comedian Jim Brewer says Keen's mayor is a Nazi, and Nazis in all caps. Oh my. Subheadline, Jim Brewer versus, quote, the new normal, Free Keen tells us. In an excellent interview this week with local radio personality Parker Springfield, Jim Brewer didn't mince words when it came to his opinion about COVID madness, including mask mandates, even called Keen's mayor a Nazi. Brewer believes that 80% of the people are on his side against the, quote, new normal, but are afraid to speak up, saying, you're gonna have to soon. Brewer told Springfield, this is as serious as it gets, and I can't wait to unleash when I get up there. And that was in reference to his September 4th show, slated for the Cheshire Fairgrounds in Swarzy. I feel like I've moved to another country. The Cheshire Fairgrounds in Swarzy from 8 to 10, as Jim Brewer spoke to the Free Keen about the mayor who is a Nazi. Not in my opinion, Mr. Mayor or Miss Mayor. And finally, from the Hollywood Reporter, John Ratzenberger. You remember him as Cliff Clavin from the television show Cheers. He was a mailman. Ratzenberger did a PSA and he said, the post office is in a little bit of a pickle right now, certainly in the news, being bounced back and forth. Help your local post office. Go down there and buy something. Thanks, Cliff. And that is your daily company news for today. You know the deal. You're on Apple Podcasts. You're on Google Podcasts. You're going to hit that subscribe button so you get an episode every day. And if you're on Spotify, follow. And, you know, feel encouraged to share this thing on social media. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you tomorrow. And despite what Jim Brewer says, wear a mask.